Tamales for Navidad, Christmas tamales. This will be in three parts. The first part will be on preparing the meat. The second part will be on preparing the sauce. And the third and final part will be on preparing the corn husks and spreading the tamales and steaming them. Okay, here's a disclaimer. There are many ways to make tamales. Different countries make tamales in a different way, and different places in Mexico make tamales differently. This is how my mom taught me to make them, so I don't know which is right or wrong, but this is the way that I was taught. When making tamales, measurements are all kind of sketchy. I have found that there is no exact measurement, and a lot happens by taste as you make it and you mix the ingredients. We've been making tamales now for Christmas, for Navidad, for about 15 years. My wife and I, we make about 200, roughly. So it's usually a little bit more. The amount is split into like three parts. Christmas Day is celebrated with my wife's side of the family, so we take about a third of the tamales there. Christmas Eve is spent with my side of the family. And then the last third of the tamales that we make goes to friends. These select friends that make it onto our tamal list receive anywhere from 2 to 4 tamales wrapped in aluminum foil with their names written on it. If we are not able to see the friends within a week of making the tamales, they are frozen. They can still be thawed and steamed, and we have kept them in the freezer for over 6 months, and we still receive positive comments about the tamales once they are eaten by our friends. So this is how you make the pork tamales. With pork tamales, we use pork shoulder or butt, and we purchase about 8 to 10 pounds. I've usually gone with 9 pounds to stay right in the middle. We use about 25 pounds of prepared masa. Prepared masa is theoretically masa that is ready to spread onto the corn husks without doing anything. We have never found this to be the case for consistency that we want our masa to look and feel like. So we always add things to it. We'll talk more about that later. We use 1 pound of tomatillos for every 3 pounds of meat. So if I have 9 pounds of meat, I am using, so if I'm cooking 9 pounds of meat, then I will have 3 pounds of tomatillos. We use 3 different types of chilies. We use chili de árbol. Another one is called California or Anaheim chili. And then the third one is called guajillo. I'll talk more about that when we get to the sauce. So to prepare the meat should be cut up into small 1 to 2 inch squares. And that's just a rough estimate. It really doesn't matter because you're going to just be putting them all in a big pot. But the smaller the pieces, the quicker they will cook. The 1 or 2 small medium brown or yellow onions, and we quarter them and we cut them. So we place the meat and the onions in a large pot, and you add plenty of salt. Again, taste, it just has to be salty. You cover the meat and you bring it to a boil. When the water boils with the meat, you turn down the heat. The water should be brought down to a simmer, not a very low simmer, but again, not a hard boil either, so just like a medium simmer. It's going to be cooking for a long time, so it's going to take you about 2 to 3 hours of just simmering time. The meat that you purchase will have bones attached to it, and this means that some of the chunks of meat will stay on the bone. So a good way to know when the meat is done is the meat, when it's really tender, it will just fall off the bone. When you push the meat off with like a fork. Then the meat just, it will just glide off the bone. Then you'll know, okay, it's ready. Then what you will need to do is cool off the meat. To cool off the meat, we use a cookie baking sheet, and we place wax paper on the sheet, and we take the pieces of meat from the pot and we place them on the sheet. You have to wait for the meat to cool, because the next part that you're going to do is you're going to shred the meat, because you're taking off as much of the fat and the nerves and the bones from the meat. So you're going to separate the meat into what you're going to use and then what you toss. So you can just toss meat, that the pieces of nerves and other fat that you're not going to use. After this, you will need to save the broth that the meat was cooked in, and because you're going to be using that later. You're going to strain the broth to remove as much fat as possible. A lot of the fat floats to the top. We use a spoon to try to skim and toss as much of this fat as possible. Then we use a strainer to try to remove even more, because we're just going to strain the broth into another pot. And then we remove as much fat and loose meat as possible. We're going to be using this broth when we get to the masa, because sometimes the masa is thick and we use this to soften it. And that is the preparation of the meat.